T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Atlanta, y'all, hey, I've been loving the show since it was Tiny and Groove. I think it was like the third piece, and he just elevated y'all's show even more. But
thanks, man,
for this whole situation. Keep it 100, man. When Kaepernick was killing, when he was in the Jaguar commercial, when he got the Samoan tattoo on the chest, and he was flexing everywhere, right? There was no kneeling. He wasn't doing no protesting, no nothing. Okay, I think what threw a lot of the owners off is, you know, once he started sucking and they put him on a bench, that's when he started to want to protest. That's my first point. My second point is, Jay-Z said it in an interview, everybody knows what the issue is. Everybody knows the issue is police brutality. What Jay's doing is he's trying to move forward from it, and we're trying to move forward from just the kneeling part. He
right.
has nothing to do with Kaepernick not being
right.
being blackballed. He's being blackballed because he sucks. If Patrick Mahomes was kneeling, he would have a contract right now.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it. We just talked about the 64 quarterbacks, how Cap, even if you say he fell off, is better.
No.
That's what's just you see that's
Mike
so
Glennon,
obvious.
You see Mike Glennon last week throw two picks? And it's to say, well, he can't run an NFL system. He can't do this. Like,
Stoddy, you know
I
this,
mean,
man.
It's the same thing Lamar Jackson, in a way, almost went through last year with Baltimore. Nobody wanted to draft him because he's a runner, this and that. The guy in Buffalo, Josh Allen, ran just as much as Lamar Jackson. It's with the black quarterback, and it still goes on. Yeah. With Deshaun Watson, oh, maybe he could play receiver. Maybe he could play this. The system, he can't pick up a system.
Ask Warren Moon about his.
He had to start off in the CFL.
Yeah, and he's bitter about it. Not bitter. He'll never forget that, Stoney.
Let me throw this out to you guys, because I look back on what happened with Kaepernick, and I'm convinced the first day, because remember, he sat, I want to say, the first week and nobody even noticed, right?
You're right. Yep.
So Cap started doing something, sitting, because he was just like, this is a bunch of BS with social injustice. I think that, police brutality was certainly a big part of it. But essentially, it was for what he perceived as social injustice. So now we realize, hey, this guy's sitting during the national anthem. Well, that's a big, that's incendiary to a lot of people. Problem is, he didn't have his message figured out at that point. He was just doing it because of a broad umbrella, I think, that he felt. So when he kneeled, everybody was like, why are you kneeling? And of course, then we get into the military and disrespect. It's like, no. Like, if he would have consciously, I think this came out organically, and this is
right.
where it was. If Cap was like, look, I'm gonna do this, and I know what's gonna happen, and then I'm gonna be able to meet, he wasn't. I don't think he was prepared for this. I think he was just like, you know what? I'm not standing because this is a bunch of BS. And 3-4 weeks later, the next thing you know, he finds himself in the middle of a controversy that he didn't think was going to be this huge.
Yeah. And you know what? Just from the text line and things I read and people calling in, put sports aside, I think it's a slap in society's face when we say, oh, if he's not throwing 50 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, he's not worth the distraction. I guess what I'm saying, Bonte, is a guy kneeling for oppression, if that's a distraction, then we got to do better as a society.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Oh, if he's throwing tugs, it's okay.
But
that's still
well. Remember the Navy
you're
SEAL.
Still wrong.
I think
though,
this
Bonte?
Was accurate from the 925.
Yeah.
It was the Navy SEAL told Cap not to sit,
oh,
but instead kneel.
No doubt.
And that's when Eric Reed and a couple other players started kneeling. Kenny Stills in Miami still kneels. There was a couple guys who kept kneeling after the situation. And Look, he took the job back from Blaine Gabbert. Because remember, Kaepernick, I think he went vegan. Something happened where he lost weight.
It was never a contest.
His weight back. Yeah, I know. And there was people out here who said Blaine Gabbert could be the franchise quarterback for the Niners, but I digress.
You're going to come down my road real quick,
Well, just everybody, you know, we were talking about Antonio Brown yesterday, and you're like, well, you can't treat every, you know, he's a veteran, he's proven in this league, so you can.
That's kind of a personality distraction.
Okay, but you can put up with that distraction because he's Antonio Brown. I think Kaepernick's at the point where nobody wants to put up with a distraction because he's not anybody's starting quarterback. Let's go to Elena, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
What's happening on The Game brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealers. After splitting the Bay Bridge series, the A's welcome the first-place Astros for a four-game series at the Coliseum, and the Giants take on the D-backs in Arizona for five-time All-Star with the Diamondbacks. Luis Gonzalez joins Covey, Ratto, and Kolsky on the DeMaru Show today at 4 o'clock. Jimmy Garoppolo had a bad day at practice yesterday. Does he have the most pressure of any starting quarterback coming into the season? The guys will ask Teddy Ballgame. Ted Robinson rejoins the show at 3 o'clock. The Niners play this Monday in Denver. The Raiders are at the Cardinals tonight for Game 2 of preseason. You can listen to it right here on 95.7 The Game. Coverage starts at 4:30. I'm Elena Mazurkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station. 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
On a lighter note, we got our fantasy football league coming up soon, the Vontae, Steiny, Guru League. And if you guys will remember, Guru and I were in a league last year.
Finished dead last.
I was in five leagues.
Well,
you guys were in dead last.
I wasn't. You guys were second to last.
Second to last. Guru was last.
Everybody's last except one person, whoever wins. That's how you look at that. No,
not first or last.
Guru had fewer wins than anybody else in the league. But here's the, what did we? How many teams did we have last year?
Happy birthday, Nip.
I want to say 18.
So we got. I want at the end of the show, we'll talk a little bit about our fantasy football league and if anybody wants to play with us.
Speaking of birthdays,
happy birthday. Go ahead,
happy birthday, Nipsey Hussle, Big Dog City, Dan Dibley, Kyle Madsen, Andy Lou, Warriors World Radio.
Wow,
it's a lot of guys' birthdays today. Damn,
what does that make him? A Leo?
Yeah, they're Leos.
I just guessed that.
Virgos are compatible with Leos.
I'm a Taurus.
Get along. Tauruses are bullheaded. Can't stand you guys.
Let's go to Pablo in L.A. Hi, Pablo.
Hey, what's happening? I just want to touch on the whole JV situation.
Yeah.
I think JV's looking at the biggest situation. The bigger picture overall, I think the criticism goes part of, you know, wanting to be the owner. And if anything, he's trying to make a change within the system of the NFL to probably make the NFL a little more divergent. And it comes of politics because it does seem to overlap in that category a lot, and that's kind of the reason why they get into the conundrums, if you will, with the political, on the political side of it. But at the end of the day, the NFL is going to protect theirs as far as, you know, their finances, and protect what they have and do what they have to protect themselves.
Right.
And I think JV kind of looking at the bigger picture and seeing if he can sort of make a change in that kind of aspect that the NFL has been like for such a long time. I think it's a good thing. I hope it makes a bond with a lot of people who had different opinions and thoughts. And yeah, I think it's a good thing overall, and hopefully it becomes successful in the long run. That's all I got for you guys.
Thanks, Pablo. Appreciate it. Is it possible that over the course of time, Jay-Z will kind of interject himself in the CTE problem that the NFL has?
Or the guaranteed money problem that the NFLPA has.
That's the one, Guru.
Wow.
That's the one.
Let's put the rat on the table.
That's the one where I think maybe Jay-Z can help. But we'll see. We'll see again. Like, right now, what is his role? The Super Bowl halftime show, performances at football games.
Entertainment.
And the social injustice, right?
Who do we? So where's the Super Bowl this year?
Miami.
All right. So who do we want to?
Well, I already told you, Steiny. Give me a little Rick Ross.
Trick Daddy.
Give me some Trick.
Trina.
Get Trina
I know
out
who
there.
We need. How about Flo Rida?
Look at this, Steiny.
What?
Florida.
He got flow.
Hey, Flo Rida's never said no to a check. He was in Toronto.
He's like you.
He was in Toronto. He was in Toronto with the NBA Finals at halftime show.
I mean, he's got to come out. What about this?
What about this? You need some Pitbull there?
I love Pitbull.
You got to get Pitbull there.
What's the show? What's the one song I like by him? His big hit. You know.
Yeah, that's
Pappas, you know everything.
His first album was fire. I ain't gonna lie, Pitbull had some heat.
I like Pitbull.
So you get the Miami flavor. Like I thought last year, Atlanta, the NFL, they dropped the ball with the Super Bowl being in Atlanta.
You should have a hometown
Outkast, Luda, all that stuff.
Like when we had Beyonce and whatever she was in.
E-40 should have been out there. Short should have been out there. Fab, Quinn,
Denzel Curry. Do we want him?
Who's that?
Who's that?
He's a hip hop guy from down in Florida.
My guy, my musician friend Rob, he's coming down your road, Stoney, not in a bad way.
Don't worry.
He said Jay-Z explained thoroughly.
No,
what
you can't
his
have Kodak
was.
Black. Kodak Black is banned.
He's in jail.
No, he's a clown too.
He said Jay-Z explained his position.
He represents everything that's bad with Kodak Black. No, I'm out.
Like you weren't clear on his position. Like his mission, Jay-Z. Like he explained what he was trying to do.
Well, I mean, right. We got to see if he does it.
Can't forget about Uncle Luke.
Oh, yeah. Luke.
Skywalker.
I mean, you'd have to bleep out every other word.
So is Flo Rida not like hard?
No,
is that
the
problem?
Yeah,
he's too soft for you
but
guys?
But Luke is the first. Don't stop. Get it. And the girls do things.
Two Live Crew. Stiney was bumping Two Live Crew in PA.
No.
They wore the Miami Hurricane gear.
Yep. They used to be on the sidelines.
Mike Irvin's time.
They're on the sidelines,
I was a Notre Dame fan.
Okay.
But were you really?
Interestingly.
Oh, man.
I'm definitely Notre Dame.
Oh, this is it.
This is it.
Mm-hmm. I'm walking to the dance floor now.
This is it. Yeah, I like this song. Is it Fireball? Doesn't he have a song, Fireball? I think Firefly or Fireball is the one I want. Funny thing is like people say, Simon, you sound like such an idiot when they talk rap. It's like, yeah, no kidding.
I actually think you hold your own.
He's an idiot.
I actually think you hold your own. You brought in Denzel Curry, Flo Rida.
Come on, for Denzel Curry.
Oh,
Flo Rida, though. Flo Rida, because.
And you know he's from Florida.
You know it, baby.
Yeah,
Florida.
I put that together.
In Florida.
Hey, I did put that
together. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I put that together.
Trick Daddy.
You know it, baby.
Trick a lot of kids.
I'm all right.
A lot of people want to get in this league, man.
Be cool.
Last year.
So I'm going to put on my Kyle Madsen hat on. Producer hat for the people.
Okay.
So.
It's a big hat.
What if we did BS&G trivia, and then whoever calls and gets the answer right, they could participate? Like if you call and say, where's Steiny from?
And they
say Fresno, you get it.
Back to New York, Steinmetz.
Yeah, I think that could.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
I think we could
do
something.
I got a future. What's the song? Okay, somebody's laughing at me for saying Fireball from Pitbull. What's the song? Come on now.
Fireball.
He's got some hits.
You guys know what I'm
just bad.
Is it Fireball? That's it.
Fireball. You got to be confident.
It's rap. I'm not confident. Make sure you look up Fireball. You know. And get that song up there.
So Fantasy League, everybody's blowing my phone up.
Yeah.
How many teams did we have in it last year?
Should be 14. 14 should be the max.
I want to say 8. It was, Curly put
that's
two.
That's a kiddie league.
That's
a kiddie league. 18 league, really?
I heard something that I wasn't crazy about.
Guys like Todd Gurley
was on waivers. The two-team quarterback like Freisinger,
No, like. One heard our new producer say, we got 5.
DJ Khaled, I said DJ
another
Khaled.
One. Me to play, you to play, Bonte to play, Pappas to play, and Madsen to play?
Yeah, you get 9.
So let me help the new producer,
Kyle,
out.
It's an internal league.
You're basically
like
saying you don't want them
Kirsten
to play.
Kirsten doesn't play. She's out.
You don't want them to play.
Oh, the blonde bomber? Yeah, she's out.
She'll be at 9 or practice anyway.
Go form a digital league.
Can't do it.
You got a digital league, blonde bomber. Whitley, blonde bomber, Carl, JD, Matt Ashlock.
Steiny
for digital team.
For those out there, remember, we were just told about this yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We had a
for those out there,
that's a problem.
The names we're ripping off are nobody you know. They're people in the building.
People in the building.
Kyle, that's our producer.
Kyle Madsen, they know him. They know Whitley Sandretto from all the videos on 95.7 The Game. They know JD, because that would be a problem if they didn't know JD.
That's a problem.
The blonde bomber, Kirsten, she's new to the squad. She's been doing videos. And Matt Ashlock does all our graphics.
Yeah. Who's your number one pick if you have the number one pick?
You know me.
I don't, actually.
I'm from the show me state.
Hold on. Oh, Pat Mahomes?
Oh, yeah.
Who would yours be?
I don't know yet.
Because you didn't like Pat, or was you like,
I won a championship with Pat Mahomes last season.
Are you serious?
The SF Players Club, a league I've been a part of for 20 years. I won it for the first time last year with Pat Mahomes. Feels really good, especially the guy I beat because he talks a lot of trash. Won two leagues actually last year. But my number one pick?
I won one league.
Ooh, Saquon Barkley looks really good.
Wow.
But question, you know what? I'm staying away from saying it'd probably be Christian McCaffrey or something. I don't know.
Wow.
My dilemma is whether I should give my guy a second chance.
That is
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, well, it would be a good second.
It's tough that he was my number one.
He didn't do anything to you last year, but not play.
He was my number one pick. You're
that's
absolutely
on you.
Right.
That's on you. You should have read the tea leaves.
I thought he was going to come back.
I did too.
At some point, didn't you?
I did too.
And guess who my second pick would be if he was available, real quick?
Who?
Antonio Brown.
I take
him and Derek
I like
Carr.
The guy from. I like DeAndre Hopkins.
Over under Antonio Brown touchdowns 18. I'm taking over. I bet both of you right
over
now.
18 yeah. touchdowns? Yeah.
I can't reach over fast
all
enough
right,
to
done.
Shake your hand.
No, seriously, 18. He will get 18.
Now, Sidney, let me ask you this. Because you've probably
it's on
bet,
record.
You've probably bet a lot of things with Guru, right?
I paid up.
Once has he paid
while.
Up?
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
he pay up every time? Because
yeah.
I'm worried about
the
Guru.
Listeners know, well, low, you know, yes,
Guru's in my
sure.
fantasy baseball league, but I haven't okay. seen
I
a penny
50
yet.
I got 50 for you when you
I didn't see that. I thought the league fee was 100.
I don't pay guys before it's over so they can go pay their rent money. Yeah, I wait till it's over and then give it to the guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ron in Alameda. Ron wants to talk a little Jay-Z. What's up, Ron? How are you, man?
How you doing, man? Big fan of the show. Thank you for taking my call. I just
Thank
had
you.
A couple of points.
Yeah.
I want to take you guys back to when Jay-Z had that that little ownership of the Brooklyn of the now Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
He told the community, I was going to bring a bunch of jobs. What really happened is they gentrified the heck out of Brooklyn, and then Jay-Z was out of the deal. I feel like this is going to be more of the same. It's going to be doing more damage than good in this situation.
Wow.
And anybody who calls up to this show and says Colin Kaepernick can't quarterback a team in the NFL should be banned from calling the show ever again.
Hello.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Strong.
I got to steal that, Bonte. Hello.
Oh,
you stole that from Herm.
No, that's.
Edwards.
No, that's.
Hello.
That's Hubie Brown.
Hello.
Well, there's also.
Wow.
The funny one now is the one from. God, I hate to, Melania Trump's got a funny hello in the middle of an Anderson Cooper interview. You never saw that?
I'm out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm out on things. T-R-U-M-P. I'm out.
I might be out on Hubie Brown. I'm just saying.
I like that bit.
Hello.
18.
Can you
18.
Do me a favor?
Are you out of your mind?
Can somebody find out the touchdown leaders for each of the last 10 years? Has anybody had 18? 18 sounds like it's the most in a long time.
Yeah, running backs.
Brown had 15 last year. Steiny?
Give me everything.
Play he had
Who?
15. Brown.
I know.
Are you saying he don't play? He ain't playing with
touchdown
Big Ben.
Leaders. Touchdown leaders.
He playing with Lil Ben.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Four seasons with 18 plus touchdowns in NFL history.
I suck at
Randy Moss, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jerry Rice, Mark Clayton.
Oh, Terrell Owens.
Sterling Sharp.
Wow. No T.O.?
So there's only five receivers in history.
That was four, huh?
Four?
Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, Sterling Sharp, and Mark Clayton. Remember Mark Clayton with the Dolphins?
The Mark brothers.
Yeah, Mark Duper and Mark Clayton.
Marks.
Wow,
the
1984.
Marks brothers. I called them all right.
No, but wow. Yeah, I want that
I suckered you, yeah.
5-0-0, I just slapped my radio.
A lot of running backs who have over 18?
Yeah, LaDainian Tomlinson. I'm sure Todd Gurley had a big one. Emmitt Smith. Yeah.
So four people in NFL history, four receivers.
And my guy's done it.
And you're saying.
My guy's already done it.
Wait, he was one of the four?
Was that?
Antonio Brown?
No, he wasn't.
He had 15 last year.
Yeah, he needs 18.
That's not 18.
Well, I'm prorating the game. Hey, we're on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What are we betting on it? What are we betting on that I'll never get?
Appetizers.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple drinks.
I got you.
Can I hold you to
bucks.
That? 40 bucks. 40 buck limit?
Yeah.
40 buck each? 40 bucks each? Or
I wouldn't do that to you, Goo. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we're talking about Jay-Z. What, is he in bed now with the NFL? He's going to work with the NFL on some issues. And there's been a little bit of a backlash, but there's been a lot of support, too. And we've been talking about that. If you want to talk about that, we certainly can. We're also talking about the futures of the Bay Area teams.
I forgot
who's got
that.
The best future, who doesn't have the best future, et cetera. And let's just steer it to the Niners. And where they're at right now. Because I think the more I think about the Niners, kind of the more, I don't say scared, but I'm losing confidence in the Niners kind of by the week.
You read my sheet.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
By the way, I've seen your sheet. Yeah. I cannot understand your writing. So even if I saw the sheet, I don't think I would know what it said.
Wow. That's Bonte. That's strong.
Man.
No, well, I got you. No, I set you guys. I set people up.
I have trouble
reading my own. I got my own like language.
People have trouble reading mine. I mean, could you read that? No. See? It's not a cut on you.
By the way.
I have good penmanship, though.
Fits in the tantrums in the Alice Lounge.
I know.
Starting at 10 minutes.
I know. It's already started.
Hopefully they're late.
Yeah, Fitz and Attach was pretty good. I know about them.
Hey, this is what you call teamwork. Curly, our former producer of the morning show, John Curly, said that we had the listeners send a 10-second video on why they should be in the league.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and then
we
would judge them. So let's do it that way.
Kyle, did you hear that?
Curly is
bad. Say that again, Guru, for Kyle. Yeah. Kyle's distracted.
We're going to load on Bonte, Steiny, and Guru's Twitter page. Tell the listeners to give us a 10-second video on why they should be in the league, and then we'll pick the best, cream of the crop.
Well, yeah, we'll probably do that again. We'll see. I mean, did you just make it official?
No, Curly just texted me.
Well, he's not our producer anymore.
Wow.
So it's fine for him to
remind
us what we did last year, but he's got no pull. Yeah.
But the fact he's listening,
no more juice.
Yeah. He's listening. What else does he have to do?
Right. Yeah, Curly's his girlfriend.
That's my guy.
Got to wait for her.
And you know what?
Let me not go there.
If our new producer doesn't like that idea, we ain't using it.
Yep.
We ain't using it.
Right, with Kyle.
I want to address this too.
Curly, you're out, Curly.
415, right, hot off the text line. Didn't Steinmetz just say the Niners are going to win a Super Bowl before anyone else?
Wow.
And now he's saying he's getting... Yeah, I think...
You reacted to new information.
No. As a great radio man once said, two things can be equally true. The same reason I'm scared or I'm concerned about the Niners is one of the reasons why I think they... Because I think their ceiling is high and their floor is low. I think they could be a disaster. But I also think if I have to allow for the possibility that Garoppolo is good. That's all. I'm allowing for the possibility that six games into the season, we are like, damn.
But five interceptions straight in practice is not good. I don't care if you're playing street pole to pole. That is bad. And that's what's worrying me is I invested all the glass is half full on a guy that's unproven.
Okay.
And now he's got a brace as big as the state of Texas on his knee. Bonte was out there. Bosa's not playing. I already know. I'm telling you, he's not playing week one.
Okay. Well,
that sound like Super Bowl to you?
I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
How about that?
I like that. Who is that?
I totally forgot what I was going to say. No, it was about really, Guru? You're going to go the five interception route?
That was a thing.
I'm going to raise my hand and say that doesn't mean
it. But you researched enough to find out that the head coach was the defensive coordinator.
Actually, you had to process that, though.
It stayed with you. As if it meant something exonerate Garoppolo.
Well, five straight interceptions is like, Bonte. Wow, that is.
You like that?
Is anybody
you
else like out that? There concerned about five interceptions in a practice?
Practice.
Not concerned. I'm just more concerned about his durability.
That's concerned about the durability.
It ain't no concern. Again, when you talk about the future of the 49ers, how long will John Lynch be here? Will he be able to be that GM who nails picks after picks after picks? Will he be able to sign free agents that contribute to the football team? And so far, we gave out grades yesterday. D minus, incomplete. Like, it's not looking good right now, for the old future for the 49ers.
And forget .08. I'm about to sober you. If John Lynch gets fired, it's all bad. That means it didn't go right.
Well, but
and you're far from – that means Garoppolo didn't pan out.
Anyway.
No, I'm just think about it. If people are talking about Lynch going to be the first one out of here, if that's the case – the product on the field was bad. The season was bad, Bonte, and that means you got to start over.
Stiney, I can't lie. That was pretty good, man.
Those are facts.
I'm about to go 0.8 on you and sober you up.
Apparently, some states are thinking about going to 0.05.
Whoa. There would be nobody on the road.
Actually, the sources are from a commercial, I think, on this station. Somebody's laughing at me saying the Niners are 0-0 right now, Stiney. I know.
No, that's true.
I know.
Hello.
That is good stuff.
Wait, let me hear that one.
Hello.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one I like, actually.
You don't like, you know.
Hello.
But that's a great one, too.
Hello.
That's pretty good, too.
Hello.
No, I just think.
We had a meeting about this yesterday. We got to get back on
for
track.
For the same reason, I think the Warriors season is going to be fascinating. I do think the 49ers season is going to be fascinating.
But there's no Steph Curry.
But you know what?
To me, it's Garoppolo.
It is.
It's a young Steph Curry. Like, when Steph Curry was in his third or fourth year, we were starting to give up on him. Listen, I'm not saying Garoppolo is going to be Steph Curry, but who knows? That's all I'm saying. I think, I get it. There's a lot of people saying, what's he done? Can't stay healthy.
Yep.
You know what? That's all legit.
Young wide receivers. But Jerick McKinnon, another free agent who you're depending on. The weapons around Garoppolo is now falling apart.
Yeah.
The offensive line's falling apart.
I need a mimosa for real.
You need something harder than a mimosa. I mean, I'm excited to see if Garoppolo can play 16 games and what can he do in those 16 games. Can he elevate this football team like he did in 2017? That's why I'm excited about the Niners. But, man, if it doesn't work out,
I'll tell you this. If it doesn't work out, those five games in 17 will go down as some of the biggest fool's gold in Bay Area sports.
Then all of a sudden
a short sample size, because he parlayed that into a check.
And then that's a history. It could be the Matt Flynn. He could be the Scott Mitchell. He could be the next Rob Johnson. We don't know. Remember that? Bought out Jacksonville for a couple games, got $25 million for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Scott Mitchell, man. By the way, Scott Mitchell, he was on the Biggest Loser or the biggest weight loss show
What?
He was up to 4, 420.
He lost over 100, I believe.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Look at you guys.
You gotta go shopping again when you do that.
But it's a good shopping. Dane in Oakland. What's going on, Dane? How you doing, man?
Oh, Dave. What's up, Dave?
Wait, it's Dame, right?
What's up, Bob?
This is Dame.
You wasn't talking too bad about the Oakland team, so we all right today. Hey, but real quick, Stiney always popping that junk about Garoppolo throwing five interceptions in the practice ain't bad. If that was Derek Carr, you'd be losing your mind talking bad about him. So I don't even want to hear your mouth on that level. Five interceptions is five interceptions. And if Garoppolo is healthy, I don't wish no ill will on nobody. I hope the man comes back and he's healthy. But if he plays 16 games, count up them interceptions. That's the good Lord.
Dame, you know what? I honestly, couple things. I thought that was a little harsh. I love good-natured banter like everybody. But, I mean, I thought that was a little harsh. But nevertheless, I don't think I'd be killing Derek Carr for that. Seriously. Come on, Dame.
Dame's still there?
Need a hug. Dame's you still... need a hug.
I do. I do, buddy.
Hey, Dave, you're all right with me. Dave, you're all right with me,
fine.
Man.
I love Dave.
You called me a nobody a couple weeks ago.
Dave, wow, you are nobody, my dude.
Yes. Oh, wait, Dave's the guy who said, Bonte, you're nobody?
Right.
Oh, so actually, one you of haven't my favorite been as harsh drops, to me as Bonte. So. All right, Dame, don't be a stranger, man.
Only thing about Dame is when you hear his name, you think of Dame Dollar.
You do kind of think of Dame Dollar.
Not
Dame
when they Lillard. Put Dane up on the board. Oh, D-A-N-E. Right.
Hey, he's fourth day on the job. Give him a pass.
Bonte, you are nobody, my dude.
Hey, Dave, he got that gangster voice, too, where it's like, you know what? Dave comes on the airways. He calls you out. You just let him call you out.
Dave some money. You might want to make sure you pay him back.
Yeah, Dave sounds like a cold-blooded dude, man.
We also have Matt Cassel. He got paid.
Flynn. No, you're right.
Got played, didn't he? Paid.
Yep.
It's not the player's fault.
Oh, Kevin Cobb. Remember him?
Wow.
Philadelphia, your Eagles. Right.
Yeah,
got paid by the Cardinals.
I do remember that.
Flamed out.
I was going to say Larry Brown. Raiders paid him after his two interceptions in the Super Bowl.
Cornerback, not a quarterback.
Yeah.
The only correct analysis of Jimmy Garoppolo is that he's an unknown. People crowning him or disregarding him are both wrong. Just let the team play. That's kind of
why did you pay him though? When you could have franchised him?
Well, because they believed he was the quarterback.
How does that look just right now on this beautiful Wednesday? Or is it Thursday?
As you would say, the verdict's still out.
Not looking good,
it's Thursday. It's not looking good.
You think it's not looking good?
Or you think it's...
The injury doesn't help, fellas.
Well, of course. The injury's what it's all about.
That's a fender bender.
Well, no, I mean, had the injury not occurred, we'd know right now what we had. So let's just...
The good thing is, not to cut you off, Stoney, they do have the opt-out after the season. We know that. The Niners did have the choice. I brought it up and people called me crazy. They said I was smoking crack. I say, why don't I just franchise him? Just franchise him for a year to see what he has. Just do the Kirk Cousins, but I get it. You're paying $30, $35 million a year. So you give him all the guaranteed money. Give him the contract to make him feel good.
Wow.
But if he doesn't play well and you have to move off of him,
that's a setback.
That is a setback, man. That is a huge setback, especially when you could have drafted Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes.
What's the quarterback class look for next year? That's tomorrow's show.
Oh, yeah.
And the year after, 2020.
So it's like a Bailoa.
Honestly, one thing I would say is, and I'm going to liken this to kind of the Bumgarner situation, if you trade or if you would have brought in Garoppolo, all right, and he doesn't work out, you've at least created a safety net. You can get rid of him then.
That is. I got
it. End of the year. So it's like, I get it. It would be, they took a swing and a miss,
right,
and it cost them 2.5 years. Some teams pay the price for 4 or 5 years or something like that. So I'll give them credit for that. But the franchise tag to me is interesting, too. So let's say they franchised him last year and he got hurt, just like what happened. Okay.
Money go.
You franchise him again?
Whew.
Would he be the franchise player this year then?
With a top five pick. They had number two overall pick. They're probably taking a quarterback, man. They're probably trying to move up for Kyler Murray.
Wow.
I wonder.
Wow.
Somebody text in back, Sam Bradford and Brock Osweiler.
As players
got
who...
quarterbacks that got paid.
Bradford was the number one overall pick. He got paid right off the bat.
And just real quick, Snotty, from the 510, because I don't take these personal... But this one I do.
Did you hear that?
I bet Guru's Wonderlic is in the single digits. Is there a way we could get the Wonderlic test and I could take it? But who would grade it?
I'll grade it. But
yeah, please. I grade it. You can't remember stuff.
What?
No, you know you share with us. You can't. Your memory.
I mean, I got some questions about the Wonderlic test.
Train of thought goes this way.
Is it like
way.
The same test year after year after year? Is it like the SATs?
Sure.
I wouldn't know that.
I want a copy. We should ask a football player or when we get enough. Our next NFL
test. Did you take the SAT? No shade.
I did not take the SATs.
I did.
I did. No, you know what? I did.
Score is a secret.
No, I take that back. I did take it, and I got like a 970, 975. It was terrible. I was barely over the, you know.
A couple other sports tidbits I wanted to get into. Andrew Luck, I think he's got a serious injury that we may find out about. They thought it was a calf. It's turned out to be more of a calf. And now what I understand is they'll make a decision after preseason week 3 whether he's going to play in the opener.
They say the bone is growing into the muscle.
Who said that?
Twitter. But that's scary, man. It sounds like he ain't going to be. And I'm going to just say this. Here I go. I think he's gotten a pass for not being available to Bonte. Andrew Luck, then he has a good year last year. You're like, okay, here we go. Colts are going to make some noise. And now this sounds serious, man.
Right. Well,
I feel bad for him.
He's proven that he could be a top-flight quarterback, though.
It's just
he's
the
had
best ability.
Years after years after – Andrew Luck's been a pretty damn good quarterback, has thrown a lot of interceptions. He shouldn't get a pass for that. But Andrew Luck, 49er fans or Raider fans will take Andrew Luck in a heartbeat.
Oh, man.
Chucky and Shanahan?
Not now.
Oh, they take him right now. I guarantee you that.
Hey, did you watch Hard Knocks on Wednesday, the day after it originally aired?
No, I didn't. Have you watched Naked and Afraid?
No, the kids were up, so.
Okay. Yeah. So it looks like we're in the same boat.
When they go back to school, I'll start because I do my watching after sports.
I got you. Guys, you can just Google Wonderlic test online and find it. It will grade it for
you. Yes, he has HBO. Remember how you got emphatically mad yesterday that... The assertion that you might not have HBO, but it's in the Steinmetz.
Yeah, that wasn't even funny, and it wasn't even worth repeating
there
today.
You go again,
that's fine. A couple other things I wanted to say. Hey, Jeter's got a job at ESPN?
Who?
And I think it's kind of comical.
I think. Oh, no.
Oh,
Jack Del Rio.
Blackjack.
He's lost some weight.
He's lost too much weight.
He has.
Analysts just come with being a player? Like, is it just, and it's just built in. I play football. You will be analyst when you retire for every sport.
Yeah, well.
So you got two jobs,
you're not
really.
Play-by-play.
Right. Well, you never know.
Well, analysts, unless you're Dwayne Kuiper.
If you're not good, they'll cut you quick, though. If you're an analyst and you're a former player and you're not good,
like Jerry Rice should be an analyst. Well, we have him on here. NFL Network. Jerry's too good.
Well, you know what I think? I think, honestly, Jerry made too much money during his career.
What does that?
It means that if you're an analyst, like a number one analyst, you're working. I mean, you're working.
What makes you number one, your name or your work?
Well, who's the best analyst in football right now?
I love Lewis Riddick.
Okay, let's say
Lewis Riddick.
How about, let's just say John Gruden.
Riddick is good.
Let's just say John Gruden.
Okay.
He worked. I mean, he was working. He was very busy as an analyst. Like a really,
what if I told you Baldy,
don't think a pro
and this ain't even crazy.
Baldy's a little different, but go ahead. Yeah,
knows as much about the game of football as John Gruden, who coached on sidelines.
But Baldinger only started like one out of four games in his career, so he didn't make huge money.
Michael Irvin?
So a guy like Baldinger, a guy like Baldinger, like
he knows the game, though.
Like Jerry Rice worked his butt off for 20 years. It's like he doesn't need the money.
Okay.
So I just don't think he wants to be occupied with the responsibility 5 days a week.
What do you think, B?
No, I'm with Steiny here.
I think he picks and chooses his stuff so that he can have the kind of life that he wants, which honestly, it includes golfing 5 days a week.
Yeah, remember Baldy said he wouldn't be a GM because he wants to see daylight. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. They're working all day long.
I mean, that's like you brought up Michael Irvin. That's a good one because he had to make good money during his playing days. Dion too.
Kurt Warner made a
Both
lot of good money.
Those guys do it. So I guess they're definitely exceptions.
Is Charles Woodson looking for work?
Said he wasn't.
I don't know.
Is he off ESPN?
That's a good question.
No, he's off ESPN. We had him on the air.
What happened?
We had him on the air a few weeks ago. I don't know what happened with ESPN Monday Night Football, but he's out of work right now, and I think he's looking to get back into that. I actually asked him about coaching, and I think he was hesitant on that as well. So I thought Woodson was pretty good. I was shocked. I'm shocked that Randy Moss is still on ESPN. Hey, I thought for sure that would be one and done.
Who saw that coming?
Not me.
Half-baked. I mean, that dude is brother Randy.
I don't know is what Randy Moss does with marijuana.
Nate Burleson. Can you play that again? That's an all-time clip.
The NFL knows what Randy Moss does with marijuana.
The NFL didn't do anything about that. You can't say that, Randy.
How do you pay your fines, Randy? Straight cash, homie. That's one of the sickest drops. Sickest sound bites of all time.
That was in a parking lot.
That was in the parking lot with the Raiders. Straight cash.
It was almost dark, too. The parking lot started. Sun was going down.
Did you see that the U.S. team that's going to the World Championships? You know, that team with De'Aaron Fox and Middleton.
Oh, and Harrison Barnes.
Tell me he got cut.
No, they didn't make any cuts yet, but that team got rolled in a scrimmage against fringe NBA players.
Oh, so you bring them home.
36-17 they lost.
Are you kidding
me? I'm dead serious.
Why are you shocked, though?
Jeff Van Gundy coached the team.
Oh, my Lord.
And one guy who was on a roster at any time. I can't remember who it is. I want to say maybe Justin Anderson or something. But they had 11 or 12 guys who never made it in the league, and they beat the World Cup team.
Popovich coaching?
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, and Kerr.
Oh, Lord, it's going to be a long world championship.
I'm telling you, we got to get the pros back out of the Olympics.
Southwestern, bring them home and send the college guys out there.
Right now.
And they'll enjoy it.
I'm telling you, you're not going to wake up early to watch Harrison Barnes.
Because if they lose
them
in real life, remember, what did we say? I did this before. Was it Carmelo's team or Iverson's team?
The bronze medal team?
People still remember that.
Last but not least, I do want to get some feedback from our listeners on the Chilton Auto Body text line, and that is 95795, about our fantasy league that we're getting ready for, the BSG fantasy league.
Then feel free to upload the videos. I'm going to call it. We can decide, but we'll have it there to get a head start.
Why are you making this decision?
Let Kyle earn his paycheck.
Can't do it.
Kyle do something around here.
Anyway, I want to ask, how many – what do the listeners think's a good league number for the league?
14 is perfect.
And we had 10 last year.
Yeah, that's a
kid. Is that how many we had?
Yeah, that's
a joke. Curly didn't like I said 8.
So I want to know what's a good number of teams, but it sounds like 14 may be the number. And then I also want to know it's got to be a relatively simple league. Because I'll tell you what happened last year.
Nothing simple about me.
Last year, it just got disinterested after a while. You
That's
know
a
mean?
Problem.
I know it is.
Because your guys got hurt.
I know. My guys got, you know, and then I still didn't finish in last.
I'm going to wear my ring tomorrow or the day of the draft from the championship I won through another league.
That was a 16 public league, right?
No, I was the North Cal Brawlers. Paid pretty good.
How much did it pay?
That was your name?
Yeah, that's the name of the league.
How much should buy-in be? We're not doing
this.
Fee, right?
This one was 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a league.
Text line say 12 is a good is perfect.
But then you don't get enough players.
Right. It means five
don't get
here,
too many. Yeah.
Oh, I five here and then seven. Like we want like nine. Nine guys in.
We're like Kyle says, are you letting listeners join? Yeah, absolutely. This will be the second year in a row we have a show.
Ladies are welcome.
League. Absolutely.
Like, Guru, how much did you spend on that fantasy ring?
We haven't yet figured out exactly how we're going to pick the squad, though,
Good.
Or the teams.
How much did you spend on that fantasy ring?
Oh, nothing. $240. Nothing?
You spent $240?
Yeah.
You spent $240.
I didn't spend it. It was purchased. Oh, so when I went to get the bread,
$240 on anything.
The kitty was short, so I said, "Where's the rest of the money?" And I forgot. Yeah, he goes
$240 to his mortgage.
The ring's coming. It was right. From Justin's.
Yeah, I got paid like $2,000 last year.
Looks like 12 and 14 is going to be the number. They say 12's the norm. 14 too many.
I got number one pick.
I play 14 teams.
No, you don't. Oh, you might actually. Actually, you do. You do have the number one pick.
Why do you have the number one? No, he doesn't get the
He's
number one pick.
He's the
one
team in the
league. No, no. I got number shake two. Him up and roll him.
I got number
shake
two.
I actually don't want the number one pick. I like picking
some
for the
people
tail
say
end of the first round.
Yeah. Here's how you know I know football, fantasy football. You use the snake drafting method. Oh, yeah. I know what that is. So, yeah, everybody out there, we're definitely going to get your input over the next week or two, how we're going to do this. Maybe we'll do the video thing again. That was a lot of fun. And I wish I remembered the name of the gentleman who won last year, because that was awesome when he came
in. And he brought
in
his lovely wife in, and we had lunch.
To all the people texting me about the Fantasy League.
Is it blowing up?
Go upload your video, or we'll let you know.
I like video.
Yeah, sounds to me like 14
might be
teams is going to be a little too many for me.
No, the real ones do 14. That's what I do.
14 because says it will take some real general manager skills, says the 408.
I figure we stick with the Roger Staubach.
12?
Yeah. Stoddy didn't know. Oh,
I knew that.
Jim Kelly?
I knew show. I absolutely knew that.
I had fun, man. Hopefully the bosses liked it.
Liked what?
The show. I had a good time. We talked about provocative subjects.
Hello?
Well, I don't like... That's for other people. It's kind of cool. I mean,
I'm
going
to go home driving and listen back
you're
to the show.
The only guy I know that plays a game, goes into the locker room before the media shows up. Wow, I was good today. Really, really good today.
3 for 14.
What a show. Wow.
3 for 14. I almost started a brawl at the Warriors World Tournament. But hey, I was good today.
Oh, and Daryl, the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
Oh, wow. I mean,
you know how they say, this is where you say, that's for you guys to decide, the audience, how good the show was. It's
I like
for
that.
Them to decide.
Wow, cool.
All right, coming up next, we got Ray Ratto, Ryan Covey, and Matt Kolsky. We're going to be here tomorrow, and we're going to have more fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.